I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 935. Love is life, not just lip. It's easy to give lip service to just about anything, but often our lives reveal the truth. Some people are stingy with the word love. They just don't say it very often, but they show it. You can see it in the way they listen, the time they spend, the gifts they give, the sacrifices they make. It's obvious by their life. But other people are free-flowing with the word love. They say it all the time. I love you so much. But sometimes you can't find it in the evidence of their life, no matter how hard you look, because they rarely talk to you. And when they do, they don't really listen to you. And they may hurt you with their words, or they don't serve you, or they don't have your back, and so on. But oh, they love you, right? You see, love isn't just a word or a feeling. It's an action. In fact, in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus said to those goats, I never knew you, because they were all lip service, but their lives didn't look like Jesus at all. Today, love is life, not just lip. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God, not just say we love God, but love God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength in the way we live our lives. A man and his friend were playing golf one day, and one of the guys was getting ready to make his chip shot. As he prepared to stroke the ball on the green, he saw a long funeral procession on the road next to the golf course. The man stopped, took off his golf cap, got on his knees, bowed his head to pray. His friend said, Wow, that's the most thoughtful and touching thing I've ever seen. I can't believe how great it was for you to stop your golf swing because of a funeral procession passing by on the road. What thoughtfulness. The man replied, Well, yeah, we were married 35 years. I figured it was the least I could do. Yikes. That's what a lot of us do with God. We give a nod to our love for God, but then we continue on with business as usual. We are never going to do it perfectly, but neither should we do it intentionally, casually either. Jesus didn't say, if you love me, you'll sing in church. If you love me, you'll go to church camp. If you love me, you'll vote the party of truth. If you love me, you'll read the Bible through every year. No, he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Being a T2G person is about making it obvious that we love God and others by our lives. We want people to look at our life, how we walk in this world, and say, duh, of course he loves Jesus. Of course she loves Jesus and others. Just look at the way they live. Are you ready to get personal? All right, here's the great question. What is the last thing you did, not the last thing you said, but the last thing you did that would cause someone to know that you love God and others? Let's pray this prayer from ReclaimToday.org. Faithful God who loves in both word and deed, help us see the needs of those around us, regardless of their backgrounds or beliefs, and to feed them, clothe them, and defend them. May we be defined by who we are for, not by who we are against. Help us to be like you. Not just love in word and speech, but in action and truth. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 936. And in the meantime, most people have birthmarks that are specific to them, whether moles or other kinds of unique identification marks. I've got a birthmark right on my chin, but it's covered up by my goatee. And designers are known by their trademarks. They have logos of various kinds that, even if you don't read the name, it becomes clear who made it. God likewise has established a mark, a very clear mark by which his children who have been birthed by the Spirit ought to be known. And love is the birthmark of the Christian. Without the birthmark of love, other people don't really know who you are. So please, feel free to tell people you love Jesus. We are supposed to use our words. Our speech is supposed to be seasoned with salt that it may give grace to those who hear. So it's not about being a silent Sam or a silent Sarah. It's okay to talk about your faith, but the idea is that your talk backs up your walk. Your talk simply reinforces the way other people already see you live, because it's not just about tell, it's also about show and tell. So, my friends, remember, love is life, not just lip.